Let's use that as an inspiration to connect with our inner world. Just before we hear a message from Kryon, we invite you to close your eyes just for a moment. In a few moments, we will ask you to open your eyes again, but for now, we wish you to close your eyes and tune in to what is going on within you. And just feel, sense, or explore any messages that your heart or your body, your guides, your loved ones has for you in this moment. It's just tuning in. We'll be silent just for a while to receive those messages. And we wish to add one more message. It is this overarching message that is the background for all of it. And that is this. You are so loved beyond the measure of what you can even measure as being loved. You are a child of the Creator, and yet you were part of the Creator. You came from love. You are love. And to love you will return. And in the energy of love, let us invite forward the one known as Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I would love to talk about exposing the light within. I don't know how exciting this sounds to you, whether that's a title that would grab you, but it's probably one of the most important things this day in your culture right now that a light worker needs to know about or needs to examine. What is the light within? We've spoken of this term so often, but do you really understand what it is? The light is a metaphor to all of you of what the Creator has given you that is so beautiful that would create peace in your life no matter what. It would allow you to have joy and smile no matter what. It would let you feel that which is the love of your soul no matter what. This is the light that the masters had. This is the light that the seed biology had that gave to you this spark of life that was love in your body that is innate, that comes with the territory of a human being like you. And yet, how many of you struggle with it? Can't find it, want to activate it, look other places for it? That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the love that is in you that is so elusive. Dear ones, common to human nature is to fall in love. And it's not just with another human being, it's not just a partner, it's not just romantic. Although that perhaps is the one that you are so familiar with, what about that of an animal? And how you just give your heart and feel so much love and the unconditional that it supplies. What about a newborn, a little baby, or that your mom carry around for a while in the first months and you just fall in love so much? I want to ask you, where'd you get that? The animal give it to you? The baby give it to you? Your partner give it to you? You might say in some ways, but the answer truly is you generated it. You went right to the source of love and you poured it out. You poured it out. Now, psychologists, doctors, all they would say, well, this is a chemistry reaction. Let me tell you, there is no argument with that. You see, the body chemistry, it always comes forward when you go to the love source. It always does. And all of those parts and pieces of the chemistry that we like to quote that go into action when you're in love and all of that, that's accurate. That's true. But you caused it. So the chemistry is a tool that enhances your consciousness, not the other way around. It didn't start doing things and then you fell in love. So what I'm telling you is that there is a source of love that you are used to tapping already as a human being. It's a beautiful source, constantly available. And yet, when you come to a place like this where you listen to a channeler, or you perhaps will come to a class or a meeting or a meditation, almost all of you are looking for something else to enhance you so that you could find that light. This is common to humans, and it is a perception, a perspective, you might say. It is actually a bias. And the bias says this, internally in your consciousness, I've got to get it from the outside. If it's a spiritual attribute, you have to get it from the outside. Now, where did you get that idea? I will tell you, this is most of the programming of the major spiritual systems on the planet. And that is, you find it from outside. It has to be perhaps a prophet who will then take that love and give it to you so that you'll have it. You didn't have it until the prophet was there, and the prophet then will help you enable it. That's a crutch, dear one. Did you realize that? And why is it that you go there? That's the programming that says you don't have it on your own. And so many systems that are spiritual tell you that. Maybe even your mom and dad told you that. You can't do this on your own. You have to have help. You've got to find it from an outside source. And so you don't feel enabled even for your own light. You got to go out and get it from somewhere else. Can we dismiss that right now? That's not exactly the way it is. In fact, it's not at all the way it is. Your light that you are trying to have an absolute, I would say, love affair with is always there. It's always available, and it came with you when you were born. That's the light of the Creator. That's the love affair that some of you are looking for every single day. Could you have a love affair with that which you call Spirit, with that which you call God? That's always been the invitation, dear ones. Let me give you another attribute, a bias perhaps, that falls in the same area of a perception that you were programmed for. And here it is. I'm going to activate my light. I'm going to activate my DNA. I'm going to activate whatever it is that you are not activating at the moment or missing. You are now the bias is that you're going to somehow find a process to activate it. What if I told you everything comes to you when you're born completely and totally activated? It's already activated. So you might say, well, if that really is the case, Kryon, why don't I see it? Why don't I know it? Why can't I reach it? Welcome to the theme of this channel. Can you fall in love with an unconditional love of an animal? Can you fall in love with a baby who only knows how to look at you and reach out? Where does that come from? I will tell you this. I want you to see this and picture this. Something perhaps you've never felt before. Maybe you've never been told this before, and I'm the one who's going to say it to you. Spirit, God, the loving source of the universe, has unconditional love for you, period. Is always reaching out for you, period. Always activated. Every single spiritual part you can name in your body is activated. So in order to reach in and experience that which you already have, I invite you to change your perception. I invite you to give yourself affirmations, and they start here. I am worthy of love. I am known by God who loves me. I am taken care of in the arms of Spirit every single day. I deserve to be here. I challenge you. Go back and write those down. I challenge you to say those on a regular basis and come out of this three-dimensional human bias and programming that says you can't do it, you don't deserve to do it, and so you have to go someplace else to do it or grab it from somewhere else. There is no need to activate. There's only a need to find the pathway to love it. You are already there, ready, activated. You are a creature made to love. Did you know that? You are a creature designed with a chemistry to love Spirit. It doesn't come from an outside source. Listen to me. It does not come from an outside source. It comes from you. Your consciousness, your biology, it's in every single cell of your body. That's not an outside source. That Spirit inside you at birth, dear ones. And it is magnificent. And so are you. I'm crying in love with you. And so it is.